We are talking hockey. We are joined right now by the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights. Remember, he was named GM in July of 2016. A Hobey Baker Award winner at Bowling Green. Nominee for General Manager of the Year. Vegas won the Pacific and the Western Conference in their first season. They now await the winner of Tampa Bay and Washington in the Stanley Cup Final. For the Stanley Cup Final, George McPhee is my guest. George, it is so good to have you back on. Thanks for doing it. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you, George. I got to ask you, what was going through your mind Sunday as the clock ticked down and finally hit triple zeros and you knew that the Vegas Golden Knights were going to the Stanley Cup Final?
Well, with about 1 minute to play, the puck went down in the other zone. I looked up at the clock and said, geez, we've got a chance to win this. And I didn't feel like that all the way through the game, obviously. You worry about the things that can go wrong. We were playing well. It looked a lot better on television the next day when I watched the replay. But during the game, it's white-knuckle time. But with about a minute to go, I thought, geez, we've got a chance to win this thing. And then when we did win it, I turned to my assistant GM and said, holy smokes. We're in the Stanley Cup Final.
Hard to believe. Yeah, I was going to say, George, you certainly are. And I would say this, on the outside looking in, it does not seem like there's any sense of just being happy to be there. I mean, after winning the Western Conference, it seemed like every guy in your dressing room was talking about how hungry they still were, how they had not really done that much yet. So how do you explain that attitude and the fact that everybody in that room seems to share it?
You know, Jim, they've been that way all year long, and it's been a really level-headed group. We have terrific leadership, and Fleury has been a big part of this with his experience in the playoffs, and I went to congratulate him after the game. He said, we've still got a long way to go here, and sort of sets things straight right off the bat. But we have enough players that have been around long enough that they understand that just getting there isn't enough. No one wants that. We want to get there and win.
George McPhee, my guest. These guys also understand that the last four are the toughest four. And the other thing that keeps coming up, George, from the players is how much fun they've had this year, that it's the most fun they've ever had. So I'm curious, from where you're sitting, what has this season been like for you? Is it fun? Is it stressful? Or maybe is it something else?
Well, as a manager, you're always, you know, I said this before, you've got your fingers crossed hoping it doesn't all turn to dust within a week. And I was like that all year long. But I would have to say that this really has been fun. There was no pressure on this team. There were no expectations. And that's a different way to play, to be honest with you. And, it's just gone well from day one. Everybody came here looking for opportunity. Every position was in play other than the starting goaltender. And everybody was looking for that second chance. And people say, you know, how did this happen? In some ways it's hard to explain. In other ways it's really simple. You know, we had a lot of players that felt rejected by their former clubs for being exposed. You had a manager and a coach that were fired. And you put them all together and give them opportunity, and sometimes some amazing things can happen. You know, we had a tragedy in October, one that sort of bonded a team in a way that no other team can be bonded, and unfortunately born out of tragedy. But that's where we started, and it's just been one of those years where, you know, we just seem to find ways to win.
Vegas Golden Knights GM George McPhee joining us once again. And George, Lightning head coach John Cooper, who I know you've got a great deal of respect for, said the other day that what you've done is, quote, a success story is what it is. It's not a Cinderella story. It's a success story. So let me ask you, does it feel like a Cinderella story or more of a story of having a vision and then going out and executing on that vision?
I think the latter, Jim. We did have a vision. I can say that when we came here that I had some ideas of how we wanted to do the hiring, what kind of models we were going to use for different departments. Things changed along the way, and I was open-minded enough to do different things with in hiring and in our departments. But we had a very, very clear vision of what we wanted to do. I've said a number of times, we didn't want to be an embarrassment. We didn't want to be a doormat. We wanted to be a good team. We wanted to give this marketplace a chance. But we really put a lot of emphasis on culture, 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 and it's an overused term and sometimes cliche with certain people, but we We really emphasize getting the best human talent and really good people to work with in every position in the organization. And we weren't going to make any exceptions, and we put it together, and we were extraordinarily well organized, and it's working.
See, George, that's the thing, right? I think a lot of people have a vision. A lot of managers have a plan, but that doesn't mean that it's going to work. I mean, how have you been able to work that plan and get everybody else in the organization on the same page and to work that plan and implement it so quickly?
Well, it starts with the owner. And I had a good feeling about Bill when we interviewed and everything else. I said a number of times I didn't know what I was getting into when I came here and then saw everything that we had and thought, boy, with everything that this marketplace has, you know, we've got a chance to win. But this owner has listened to me. I have the experience, and I had thoughts on how we should do this. And everything that I've asked for, there's been no hesitation. It's always been, do it, go ahead, do it. You've got my support. And we've put a command structure in place here and set everything up the way that we thought it should be done. And we hired some really good people and just got a terrific hockey operations department. And it's worked, but it starts with that vision. And then the owner backed it up, did not meddle, only helped. And it's permeated the whole organization, and it's been a really sort of well-oiled machine.
Best owner ever. His GM, that's all he can ask for, right? Let me do my job.
Yeah.
Give me the tools that I need and
right.
Have faith, and that's what he's doing.
You're right, Jim. You don't get that very often in sports. A lot of people think managers have that latitude, but, boy, you don't get that very often, owners. A lot of them get too involved.
No, I think that's very unusual. George McPhee joining us. George, we're not on the inside, but from the outside, it seemed like to a lot of people that at the trade deadline, you were going to be probably more of a seller than a buyer, yet you were bringing in pieces, including Ryan Reeves, who scored that game winner in Game 5 on Sunday. I know you're not going to take credit for the goal, but how satisfying was it to see Reeves have that moment?
Well, it makes you feel good as a manager. Obviously, Tatar scored a big goal in Game 2, and Reeves scored a huge goal in Game 5. We had to add at the deadline. These guys had played their guts out all year. They had played well. We're that deep into the season that this team was for real. We had a lot of injuries at that time, and we had a lot of players playing injured, and we had to add some pieces, and we did. And, you cross your fingers and you make your moves and you hope they work. And so far, so good.
You talked about what the culture is like. Reeves also talked about how the players are calling themselves the Golden Misfits. Last month, you and I talked about that culture. You mentioned the culture again this morning, the culture you were looking to develop when you put together that roster. So now that it's taken form, how powerful is this particular culture with this group?
Well, I really believe that culture can be sort of the ultimate difference maker, the ultimate competitive advantage. It's sort of an invisible difference maker. You can have two teams on the ice that are identical in talent, but the team with the best culture is probably going to be the one that prevails more often than not. And we just made it clear that wherever you are in this organization, you do things right. You don't look the other way if things are addressed right on, head on. And we do things right. And the players have come up with their own sort of culture where we are the Golden Misfits. And that's fine with us, and it seems to work for everyone. So we'll continue to utilize it.
George, before I let you go, you were with Vancouver when the Canucks went to the Stanley Cup Final back in 1994. You were GM of the Capitals when they went to the Final in 98. So what's it like to be back once again? Does it feel different this time?
It does. It's been 20 years. You think it's easy to get here. I was there in 94, I was there in 98, and figured it's going to happen again in the next 3 or 4 years, and we'll win it. And it doesn't work that way. It's been 20 years. And so I've learned a lot more about the game, just being in the game. I know what to expect now, and I guess I'm a little more level-headed and understanding now than 20 years ago. And knowing what's going on, but you just don't get here very often, and I certainly appreciate it, and I'm really, really grateful that we're here. But I also know what it's like to get here and lose, and don't want any part of that. It's you know, come a long way to lose. It isn't worth it. You got to get here and you got
to
win.
So finally, you've got to wait to find out right now if you face the Lightning or the Caps. I know you've respected John Cooper for a long time, just as I know Washington is a place where you were GM and you've had a lot of success there too. So what kind of thoughts do you have as you wait to find out who you're going to play?
Our thoughts are, Jim, are obvious. We're just going to focus on our own club, and whoever we're getting is going to be one hell of a team, and it's going to be a battle. But we'll focus on our club and make sure that we're playing our best, and we'll see what develops.
Vegas Golden Knights on the way to the Stanley Cup Final. Their GM, George McPhee, my guest. George, I know it's a busy time. So good to visit with you once again. Congrats, and nice to have you back on the show. I really appreciate your time, George.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Be well.
You too, George. Be well. God, what an amazing job he's done. Absolutely incredible job. Nominee for GM of the Year. They win the Pacific. They win the West. They're on to the Stanley Cup Final, and they're not happy to be there. They want to win it. They want to win it. It's already one of the most amazing stories ever. That's why I love the culture of that team. In and of itself, it's already one of the best stories ever. Not one of the best stories in hockey. One of the best stories ever in sports, just to get to the Stanley Cup Final. But nobody in that room is thinking that. Everybody in that room is thinking, we got to finish. Getting there is not good enough. You do not want to go through all that only to lose. Four more. And if they do win, if they win a Stanley Cup championship, and he pointed out, this guy is really, really good at what he does. Extremely well-respected. And it's been 20 years since he's been there. Was there with Vancouver. Was there with Washington. This guy knows exactly what he's doing. It took him 20 years to get back. Yet he's there in his first year with the Vegas Golden Knights.